Good afternoon, American Fork High School. This is Joe Tonello, marching band director at Boise State University. Looking forward to your performance here at the ISU Mountain West Marching Festival. I'll be adjudicating you in the visual ensemble category this afternoon. Wish you all the best of luck, and it looks like we're about ready to start here. Focus on the color guard in the center of the form here. Yeah, as color guard as we come to the front, just a couple of minor execution things. The choreography and the coordination here with the winds and the visuals and the focus on the flute and her left alone. Appreciate that, and the color guard to the outside. Yeah. Nice ship here. Pretty good job. Folks on the 50 is super exposed on that file. It's generally very, very close. Just a couple of minor issues. Yeah, appreciate the command here, spread from side to side. Yeah, as on the front side one here, want to make sure that we're all coming down in the visual the same amount. Some folks are coming down further than others. Yeah, and intervals generally pretty good. Some minor interval issues across the flutes into the clarinets. Technique generally looks pretty consistent. A couple of folks in the diagonal here, side two in the brass. Just not quite spacing front to back. Appreciate the staging here with the color guard in the front as well in the rear. Pass through here into the form. Sorry, I'm fighting the nasty cold here, so bear with me. Yeah, nice job with the follow the leader through here. Intervals again, staying pretty consistent. Yeah, appreciate the technique here and the toe and the drag and the woodwinds up in the front. Generally pretty consistent. Some folks are doing more of a lift and then out. Some folks are going more out. Just maybe we'll need to spend a little bit more time on that as far as the technique. Again, it's minor. Trombones, we're coming across the back here. Is the horn going to be parallel or are we going to let it hang down? Just want to make sure that that's even. Yeah, a couple of intervallic relationships here, and the baritones looks like we're a little too tight down towards the tubas, and or maybe we're missing an individual in there. As far as, you know, staging for a musical moment there, the trombones behind the percussion, and I'm not sure if the trombones had the same figure the baritones had, but I couldn't hear the trombone, so that may be something in the design, or maybe the trombones don't have that figure, so... Nice spacing across the back with the color guard. A couple of minor timing issues. I suggest that in color guard on side one, get awfully close in behind the wings there. Maybe a little bit more separation just so that we can see the work that's being done a little easier there. Yeah, woodwinds across the front. Woodwinds across the front here, a couple of flat spots. We want to make sure that's a nice and smooth arc. And then sort of focalize that so we don't end up with any flat spots or bumps. Yeah, a nice formation into the block here, just to make sure that we know where we're going to side to side and the covering down. So we've got to think a little bit more about the end of those 8-count rotations. Hit, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, hit. Yeah, so a little bit, I think there's just not quite enough understanding there, and it's obviously a demand that's noted. Just need to make sure that those dots are hit there, we'll be in good shape. Yeah. Great contrast and motion here, a combination of the drill and the color guard integrated throughout and spread. That's very effective. Yeah, nice job, trumpets over here on side one. The pass through and the mesh. Yeah. Cool. Appreciate the variety in the forms going from, you know, the curves to the pointed ends versus curvilineas and the follow the leaders. A lot of good things going on with the design and execution of that design. Nice job here with the color guard and the pairs. And from a staging standpoint, just because we're in a higher venue here, it's great. Maybe consider moving the Mellophone pod back about 4 to 6 steps, or pushing the speakers a little closer to the front so that we're not blending in with that form. Yeah, nice job. Just a thought, with the color guard on the front there, having maybe one individual doing some kind of solo work, so there's some color, the band is playing, you know, it's in a powerful form, it's a great set, something that just adds a little bit more pop versus just the body work there. Yeah, nice focus here, the percussion on the center. Cool ripple with the jump there, visually. Not quite there with the staggered step-offs and the ripple, the DNA effect there. I don't know if we can open that up a little bit more to make that more effective. It's so tight side to side that I think if we open it up to a larger range as far as the width of that, it helped the effect of that a little bit. Again, we really appreciate the demand of what you're doing, having the brass on the one side, woodwinds on the other, two independent ideas going on. It's really being handled pretty well musically, even though that's not my category, but visually, the demand is there. We really appreciate that. Yeah, color guard with the work in the front here, maybe consider something that's a little bit more angular or aggressive. Yeah, some of this stuff here, yeah, it was more effective, I think, with some music. Yeah, of course, here, some of the intervals in the woodwinds, between the 30 and the 40, not quite equal distance there. Just want to make sure as we come into those forms. The same thing with the mellophones on side one here. Just some discrepancies in the clarity of the form, the integrity of the form. And then that's causing this to not set up, I think, the way you'd like. Appreciate the rotations here. A couple of folks internally in the middle. We want to make sure we're taking a little smaller steps. Let the people on the outside of the rotations control that. Yeah. Appreciate that. Color guard across the back. Terrific field coverage. Just as far as a staging standpoint, tubas to help get a darker, bigger sound. Tubas, if we made an arc that connected to the end of the bass drums, it would give the rest of the brass something to play into versus kind of a hollow sound coming from behind them. I can still hear them, but I think you're going to get a better blend of having the tubas back behind there. It would be a pretty easy fix, I think. Overall, really enjoy the show. The show is well designed. Color Guard doing a great job, particularly with the demand and the field coverage. A couple spots that I mentioned as far as it's mostly just individual intervallic relationships with the form. That's just going to take you to the next level as you continue to progress for the next couple of weeks. A couple of minor things with staging that I think you could probably fix relatively easily if you choose to do so. But overall, really enjoy the performance, enjoy the high level of execution, musicianship, and design across the ensemble. So, great job. We certainly enjoyed being in American Fork earlier back in September, and wish you all the best of luck the remainder of the year here. Best of luck to you.